Susan, tell us about your growing up years. You're from the Forest Park area.
That's right. I grew up in Forest Park back in the days when parents let their kids out all day. Used to play in Pee Wee Woods and just come home for dinner.
When did you start singing? Around here?
I didn't sing in front of people until I went to Miami University. I was like a closet singer. My mother had been brought up as an opera singer, and she was very rebellious against her mother. So my mom kind of bent over backwards not to push me, but she actually didn't encourage me either. So I was kind of a closet singer, and then someone dared me to do a coffee house, and that was it.
What was the song? What did you sing? Do you remember?
You know what I sang? I sang River by Joni Mitchell. I sang an old... Pete Townsend had his own record called Who Came First or mm-hmm. something, where he's standing on those eggs. I did Keep Me Turning mm-hmm. from that.
Now, are you accompanying yourself on guitar?
No, I did not. I did play some guitar. I was never a great guitar player, but I did play there. But at Miami, I had a partner. It was David and Susan. That was my first group.
Now, you make your way to New York City. How did that begin? Was it a rough start there?
Well, I didn't really know what I was doing. In Ohio, I wasn't really a singer. I was a songwriter. There's kind of a distinction. So I didn't know what to do once I got to New York.
So when did you get a break there and start really?
Well, what really happened is my husband, who was my boyfriend here in Ohio, he followed me to New York. Once we got set up there, we were just both working, and I was just sort of writing on the side. We planned a trip to Portugal, and while we were there, we got robbed. Then when I called home to get my traveler's check numbers, we had been robbed in New York like a few hours earlier.
Oh.
So two continents within a few hours of each other, if you took the time difference. It was just so traumatic. But we took that as a kick in the butt, and I realized that I wasn't really pursuing things the way I should. So after that, I decided I have to do cover music, because that's the way you can make a living in New York. Then I developed a love of jazz, because when you do what we call club dates in New York, which are corporate gigs and weddings and stuff, you have to be very well-rounded. You have to do everything. And it really actually developed me much more as a singer. And so from there, it's just singing, auditioning. I sang with Wilson Pickett. That was a crazy audition where they actually didn't choose me. You just work and live and meet people and get involved in various things. So, I mean,
do some more name dropping, because you've got there's a pretty impressive list of folks you've worked with.
I've done a lot of work with the Uptown Horns, which was the horn section for the Rolling Stones. And they play with Jay Giles. They play with a number of people. I sing with Crispin Cio's band. He's actually the saxophone player who did the solo on Living in America for James Brown, so it's a very recognizable solo. Spira Gyra I've sung with, which is also ironic because that's a jazz thing. And also very fun because they don't normally have singers singing
right.
with them. I did some Christmas shows with them. They, for a while, had a fantastic drummer who was also a great singer. So I was doing Baby It's Cold Outside with him and a couple other things. I've done a lot of the Mark Twain Prize shows for the Kennedy Center, where I sang with Jennifer Hudson there. I've actually sung with Jay Giles, not with the Jay Giles band, but with Jay Giles.
Mm-hmm.
I've sung with Ronnie Spector. I've sung with, I don't know, lots of people.
Going back again, who were you really into growing up as singers and or songwriters?
You know, it's funny because growing up, I was into whatever my brother and sister were into because they were older than me. Alice Cooper and... Actually, Alice Cooper is a great songwriter. His stuff was actually very pop. Joni Mitchell, big one with my sister. But once I got to New York, it wasn't really till I got to New York that I started listening to R&B. Mm-hmm. And then I was greatly influenced by Gladys Knight, my absolute favorite singer. Old Tina Turner. Candy Staten is another big influence of mine. Not as well known, but she's a little sweeter version of Gladys Knight. And then some of the jazz singers that I was very influenced by are Nancy Wilson, Dinah Washington, Carmen McRae.
Visiting with Susan Diedrichsen, who is from Cincinnati, has been in New York City for a long time, singer, songwriter, and back in town for something very special coming up this Saturday. Tell us about what's going on.
This is a vocal performance workshop that I actually developed by accident. I never did a lot of teaching in New York, but I was called in to work with some drummers at a school in the city called The Collective. It's mostly a drumming school. It's branched out into bass, guitar, and now vocals. But what I would do is go in and work with the drummers and teach them how to work with a singer, which is a very specific skill. You know, musicians need to learn to watch singers, because when a singer is on stage, this is the way we do it in New York. She's the leader, he is the leader. It's a great, great class called the Real Deal Rehearsal, and I would go in and teach the drummers. I would throw charts at them. We just pretend it's a gig, and they have to learn my stuff, and then we work from there. And then the school started throwing vocal students at me that would come mostly from other countries, from Denmark, from Japan, from Italy. It was guerrilla teaching. They'd throw these students at me and say, okay, you have 5 days to work with these students, and then they're going to do a recital. I'm like, what do you want me to do? We had to work with cover songs because it had to go quickly. The kids from Denmark didn't know any blues or R&B. It was just crazy to me. They didn't know jazz, but they knew Beatles and they knew Elvis, so we worked from there. But by the time the Italian students came, I really figured out what I was doing, how to choose songs, how to work with a live band, how to teach the singers how to connect better, not only to what they're singing, but to the audience. It started as a 2-week program. There are about 7 students. I worked with them every day. They learned 3 songs in 3 different genres, and then they did a performance, and it was absolutely fantastic. And then I was hooked. It was great. I had students as young as 15, and I had students, I think the oldest one I had was like 65. It was not just people who wanted to be professionals. It was people who loved music and were, maybe they were going to jam sessions in their local towns or something, or they wanted to get a band together. They had been doing it and they dropped it for a while. We just get them up on stage and get them performing. The learning process is very quick. Within 20 minutes, they've completely changed. I've gotten some amazing feedback from
them. It's got to be real fulfilling for you.
Oh, it's just, I can't even tell you how much fun it is.
So you're bringing this fun to Beans and Grape on
yes.
Montgomery Road. They're about, what, a block or so north of Everybody's Records?
Yeah, it's close to Everybody's mm-hmm. Records. I think the address is 6200 Montgomery Road.
What can people expect that night?
In the day, the workshop will be from 12 to 4. It's in a room in the back, a nice big room. We'll have a live band there, and we'll work with people doing songs. When they sign up, they get a song list to choose from 3 different genres, jazz, rock, and R&B pop. And then we'll just bring people up and work on their performance skills. We'll also teach them how to lead the band, which is a very specific skill, too. A lot of singers don't even know how to count off their songs. And it's a skill you need to know how to do. You need to let the band know what the tempo is, how to count the song off. And then you need to learn how to look at your audience and not look up and around. And then that night, we're going to do a performance out in the front part of the cafe.
The shop, yeah.
Yeah, and we're just going to do probably a bunch of cover stuff and maybe some originals. We'll see.
Is there registration required for this?
Yes, you go online. There's a video of me working with a student so you can see what we do. And there's a way to sign up on the website.
And we'll make it easy and put that link on our website, wvxu.org. Susan Dietrichson, thanks so much for visiting with us. Good luck at the workshop.
Thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Lighted streams, broken dreams.